There's no other way to say it. It has been decades since Pennsylvania has mattered at all in a Republican primary. But this year, frontrunner Donald Trump is going down to the wire to reach 1,237 delegates by June. And for the first time in almost anyone's memory, friendly little local races to get elected delegate to the GOP convention in July are hot and full of candidates.
My name is Alex Shorb. I am chairman of the York County Republican Committee. I am in a contested race for one of the coveted unbound delegates hopefully going to the convention in Cleveland in July.
Alex Shorb is one of 15 candidates running for just 3 delegate spots in Pennsylvania's 4th congressional district. We sat down in his office in York, PA.
I want to be part of history because, you know, this could be a convention unlike anything we've seen before.
Pennsylvania Republicans have 71 delegates up for grabs today, but only 17 of those are committed to support the statewide winner on the first ballot in Cleveland. The other 54, completely unbound. Those delegates can vote any way they want, any time they want. Now, the 54 come from PA's 18 congressional districts, 3 per district. They have to run for it on the ballot today, along with the presidential candidates. Some are local officials or well-known party activists, but a lot of them aren't. And remember, delegates who win are completely free to vote how they want in Cleveland. And that means that the presidential campaigns lobby. Alex Shorb has pledged to support whichever candidate wins his district, at least on the first ballot in Cleveland. But that hasn't stopped the campaigns from reaching out and even making it clear that the pot can be sweetened.
You know, I did get the sense that there was money out there. You know, in the back of my mind, I said, I wonder if I could get an all-expenses-paid trip here. And I'm not sure that that would have been off the table, you know, to get that one extra delegate. Just reading between the lines and, you know, some of the people with the campaigns being clear that there is now money in Pennsylvania and they're willing to spend it.
As Election Day draws closer, the calls to potential delegates start to increase.
Come on in. He just got up.
I'll get my son out there. He's a delegate. I have a chair there in the living room.
Ed Mathias has been active in local GOP politics for years, and he's on the ballot today. He's for Ted Cruz, and we sat down in his family's living room in Camp Hill, PA, just outside Harrisburg.
I think last Thursday, right before SmackDown, yeah, it's the wrestling program that's on, it was the Cruz people. They called. No one else called. They simply suggested, would you like to jump on our flagship? And I'm like going, yeah, that sounds great.
Ed's father, George Mathias, is pro-Trump. But George has been around Pennsylvania politics long enough to know that a vote for his son, who's pro-Cruz, could hurt Donald Trump, even if he wins statewide.
He's got the petition signed. I signed for him. But I will not vote for him since he's going to vote for Cruz. When he tells me he's going to vote for Cruz, I said, no, I'll vote for Trump and I won't vote for him.
How does that go down?
He doesn't like it.
I don't like it. But that's the thing about America. You know, he can vote for whoever he wants. I just think he's making a big mistake.
Now, it sounds strange, but in some ways, George Mathias actually has it easy. He knows Ed is pro-Cruz, so even at the risk of a little household conflict, he knows not to vote for his own son, not in Pennsylvania. But here's another problem. No one else might know that. Some candidates like Ed are declared for Trump or for Cruz. Not that many, as it happens, are declared for John Kasich. Some say they'll support whichever candidate wins their congressional district. But still others make no promises at all. And the ballot today just lists a bunch of delegate names with no information on who they support or would be willing to support in Cleveland.
What's even more confusing is that the delegates who will be on the ballot when the voters go in a booth, they won't even know who they're supporting.
That's Lou Barletta. He's a Republican congressman. He represents the 11th district right next door to the 4th. Barletta has endorsed Donald Trump, but he's not running for delegate himself.
Theoretically, someone could go in there supporting Donald Trump and voting for Donald Trump and then picking 3 people names on as a delegate and actually give 3 votes to Ted Cruz and actually cost Donald Trump delegates by doing that. Many may actually go in there and negate their own vote and not even realize they did it.
It's a major issue for the presidential campaigns. Not only do you have to try to recruit delegates to your side, you have to make sure that the voters know that it's not enough in the Pennsylvania GOP to just vote for the presidential candidate you like. Delegate candidates and activists across the state told me that presidential candidates were very late to realize the complexity and importance of these rules in Pennsylvania. Mark Scarleggi is running for delegate in the 4th District outside of Harrisburg on a Trump-only slate. He says he was shocked by a conversation he had with a longtime GOP activist who he assumed was up on the rules.
This is a little troubling to me that we're this close now to primary election day, and this is a Republican, a lifelong Republican, who's not quite aware of how it works to of how you get your particular candidate, in this case Donald Trump, nominated at the convention. Wow. She was thinking that it's just the popular vote that gets the job done, and that's just not the way it works in Pennsylvania.
Lee Snover is another pro-Trump delegate running in the 17th district in eastern PA. She told me that PACs supporting John Kasich put out 8 robocalls for their delegate in her area. Cruz Forces did 1, and Trump, 0. So if you're running for delegate today and you can't rely on the big boys necessarily to advertise for you, what can you do to stand out in a delegate race most voters are used to ignoring anyway? One way is traditional, just be well known. And it's how longtime GOP operative Charlie Giroux is hoping to win. Now, Giroux doesn't have any presidential candidates for him because he says his powder is dry. Charlie Giroux has pledged to vote on the convention floor how his district votes on the first ballot. Then after that, all bets are off. Drive around the York and Harrisburg area, you see Charlie Giroux signs everywhere.
I think we bought 400, but that in and of itself should tell you something, because you shouldn't have to buy 300 signs to run for delegate. It's really embarrassing in some respects, but you have to do what you have to do. I want to go to Cleveland as a delegate, and so I'm out there making my pitch to the voters.
Andrew Ritter is another 4th District contender unpledged to any candidate, and he's done what few other candidates have. He's raised money for this.
I've raised over $5,000. It's nothing to sneeze at, and we'll be using every penny of that and more.
Ritter is using traditional direct mail to get his name out to voters.
I have some of my poll cards here, which our volunteers will be handing out on Election Day. We'll have at least the top 20 largest polling places covered in the district, so we'll be handing those out.
Those poll cards are actually huge in this race. All the campaigns, including Trump's, are using them. Since voters probably don't know which delegate is for which candidate, you park your supporters outside the polls today and hand out cheat sheets to voters on the way in to vote. Make sure they know if you want candidate W, you have to vote for delegate X, Y, and Z. But candidate after candidate says if the presidential campaigns had been on the ground earlier in Pennsylvania, they wouldn't be struggling with a bunch of confusion. Plus, there's a secret weapon in this race, and it's not Trump's or Cruz's. Those 17 delegates we mentioned at the beginning, the ones who are bound to support whoever wins statewide in Pennsylvania, that's only on the first ballot. Most of them are state GOP officials, and they are widely known to be behind John Kasich. And that means that if Trump falls just short of 1,237, he could look back on Pennsylvania as one gigantic missed opportunity. Charlie Giroux.
Pennsylvania, if we get to a contested convention, will be at the center of every conversation, every negotiation, every scenario that you can possibly imagine.
And whoever's declared the winner in Pennsylvania tonight will have only done a fraction of the job it actually takes to get Pennsylvania in your corner. For The Takeaway, this is Todd Zwillick.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.